brother.
God.
What's up?
This is a good recording, man.
Yeah,
I
brother,
can
like,
dig it.
Stop right on.
Good evening and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, my man, Evan?
Better and better every day. Every day, Earl. I'm better.
You know, man, I've got to tell you, and our phone lines are open as always. You know, I'm watching the press conference with the president of the United States.
Yeah.
And, you know, why would they allow him to stand there for 2 hours?
Go on.
Donald Trump never stood anywhere for 2 hours. So number one, why would you put him out there like that? And I guess it has a lot to do with the fact that they kept him away from, you know, having a press conference for an entire year. Another mistake.
This is the second one, I think. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but it's been a long time.
Yeah.
But this was a mistake. And, you know, I'm just going to say it straight, man. You know, here's a man that is just too old. I've watched Joe Biden for 40 years. Maybe almost, 40 years. Yeah, I've watched him. I've watched him from one of the most articulate speakers, brightest men that was ever in the Senate. And yeah, I was 20 years ago, I would have said, man, Joe Biden would make a great president. Mm-hmm. You know, I would have said that, and I would have wanted to see him become the president. But now, it was a major mistake on the part of the Democrats. And it's only been a year. Can you envision? He's talking about running 3 years from now for another 4-year term, 7 years. In 7 years, man, I'll be 74 years old.
I'm going to put it out there right now. He's not going to run again. Not happening.
No, he cannot run again.
And it's not even that he can't. He won't. He's not going to. And I think that this was about not. I mean, that's.
He may not even make it through.
That's very. Yeah, he's an old man now.
Yeah, and I don't mean that he won't make it through. And as if I'm wishing any bad luck on his life.
Come on.
But it is too much.
Yeah.
And let's be honest. It's too much on him. And Democrats better start figuring some things out. And maybe they're having these conversations in the back rooms. But they should have had those conversations before. He's the president now. Can you see him 3 years from now?
Well, and that's sort of where my mind goes with this. It's kind of the polar opposite to you. The previous administration didn't, you know, he stopped holding these press conferences, full stop. He stopped doing it, and he started trotting out his you know, his press managers, which is why he did this. For my money, to my mind, that's what I see. The last guy didn't do it, so he's going to. He's the president. He'll stand up and take the
heat. Well, early on in Trump's regime, he did a lot of press conferences. I got sick of seeing him.
Yeah.
On the air. But it was a major mistake for Joe Biden to be the president, for the Democrats to give him the nomination. He's a nice man. But when you watch him interact on these questions, he's just not lucid enough. I mean, he tries, but he's not lucid enough to do that, man. Anybody who can't see that, And well, I'm a Democrat. I don't want to say that. Why are you saying that? Man, what are you talking about? I saw that. And I don't know how many of you saw it. If you saw it, the phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. He is not lucid enough.
Think he should step down?
I really do. But I don't think Kamala Harris is the person either. It's such a bad situation, man. You know, the mistakes that were made leading up to him getting the nomination, and then Kamala Harris is going to be a difficult thing to overcome.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not kidding you, man. I watched that, and I've watched all the presidents since John F. Kennedy. Mm-hmm. I've watched them all of them. And I don't, there's been a bunch of them, but I've never seen.
We're in this unique situation where party leadership on both sides has a stranglehold on the nomination process. And, you know, Mr. Biden was essentially shoved down our throats. We had a pile articulate, passionate people running for president. We did.
That's 100% correct, Evan. And so, you know,
and same with the GOP. You got another octogenarian, you know, that's leading the pack.
I get that. He's there now. I don't know what you can do. But they've made a major blunder that I don't see how they dig themselves out of. Because I'm saying it, and I'm not saying it from the perspective of somebody who, you know, believes in anything the Republicans have to say. Mm-hmm. Kamala Harris is not the answer.
That is, okay, she is not showing herself to be up to it.
No, she's not up to it. And I know Democrats may say, well, Earl, you shouldn't be saying that on the air. But I'm telling you, I just spent 2 hours watching a man who, as I've told you, 20 years ago, I would have said, yay, he's ready. Because I know how brilliant Joe Biden was. But you know what, Evan? Nobody escapes the evil consequences of time. Nobody. There's nobody who's won that battle.
Yeah.
No human being has ever defeated the evil consequences of time, and the evil consequences of time have caught up to Joe Biden. Now, Evan, I hope I put it in a manner, you know, using the evil consequences of time, you know, as opposed, huh?
He's an old fart.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you say.
No, I'll just decide. You know, I know exactly what you're saying.
Listen, man, there are some people who have aged, and there are people who in Joe Biden's age demographic who have not suffered the pains of aging and a diminishing.
Well, more than the pains of cognitive aging, the pains of life. That dude has had some
diminishing cognitive abilities that Joe Biden has. I know people in his age demographic who have not suffered that.
Well, what do you think?
So they knew that going in, right? They knew that going in. Nobody, this didn't just happen inside of a year. He didn't all of a sudden lose it. And he's still a lot brighter than most people. Who do we have on the line, man?
We got Ross from Middleton.
Hey, Ross, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hey, Earl. Thanks for the show, and thanks for listening. So, you're right on the hard target, right? So the thing about Biden was that he was not the front runner. He was never the front runner until he got to South Carolina. Jim Clyburn and all those guys in the South, they're saying, look, black people know Joe Biden. They know him. They don't know these other younger ones who've got brains that are
right.
super smart, super all that kind of good stuff. And now I don't know about Milwaukee, but I, you know, and then tracking back to how much Biden won in Wisconsin. Am I right? Was it 20,000 votes or something? So I would have asked you, is if you were looking at the black population in Milwaukee, and I don't mean to separate it out with by race, but the trick was, is how do we get as many people to vote for him? And as soon as Biden won South Carolina, it was like within an hour, everybody else dropped out. And it wasn't because they gave up, but my conclusion was, is they knew they couldn't do this if the black people were not going to vote for him. So I don't know. What does that make sense?
Well. Let me. There wasn't a record-breaking turnout in the black community when it came to the last presidential election, anyway. And yes, as happened across the nation, somewhere around 90%, 85% of blacks voted across the nation for Joe Biden. That was because we vote for Democrats. And whether it was Joe Biden or whether it was, you know, Cory Booker, whoever the nominee was going to be, black people were going to vote, as we do, for the Democrat. So it didn't matter, man. You know, the black people were going to vote for whoever the nominee was that was a Democrat. So what the Democratic Party did was did not feel as though anybody else, they thought everybody else was too radical. And so they didn't want to run the risk of having any of the other candidates win the nomination for fear that they would lose the election. Well, they won the election. And unfortunately, the prize that we received was a man who has diminished capabilities. And then listen, don't get me wrong. He stood there for 2 hours. You know, I couldn't have stood there for 2 hours without cussing somebody out, you know, or taking off my shoe and throwing the shoe like whoever those people were who did it, threw the shoe
hero
at George Bush.
Yes.
You know, I mean, some of the questions were just ridiculous. And to expect a man like the president to do that, I think is a mistake. And I think that somebody representing him should have been there to protect him. You know, you can't let him stand there for 2 hours, man, and prattle on. You know, I mean, that's tough enough for somebody with a strong mind, a young mind like Evans. You know, but to have a man, again, of his age, stand there for 2 hours and answer tough questions.
Bad faith questions. Harsh questions designed to make him look silly.
Yeah. I think it was a big mistake. All of it, all the way around. Listen, man, thank you very much for the call. We've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2780. And that was heartbreaking to me to see him, you know, not be able to answer the questions. He always prided himself in being able to, you know, his wit was sharp, man. He could come boom, 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 boom. That's the Joe Biden that I knew. And this guy here is, you know, it's kind of like the remains. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. What do you say? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.